his monitor. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's monitor.
That's right, don't move, we've got you covered. As a matter of fact, Monitor has the whole wide world covered. But in the most friendly way possible, I assure you, so you may put your hands down. Please put your hands down. I'm Gene Rayburn, and in 3 minutes we'll hear from the incomparable Bob Hope. Sketch Henderson giving us his all on Monitor.
When you've got a job to do, reach for something good to chew. Chewing ups you stand the pace, any time and any place. So, hi-ho, hey-hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Get some soon.
This past Thursday, the International Radio and Television Society, at its annual banquet, presented its 1967 gold medal to Robert W. Sarnoff, president of the Radio Corporation of America, in recognition of his distinguished record of public service through broadcasting and his many contributions to the development of television here and abroad. The master of ceremonies was a gentleman who has himself been the recipient of many gold medals, the inimitable and irrepressible Bob Hope. Here are some of his remarks on that occasion.
You know, I'm really awed to be in the same room with you image makers, you potentates of the mass media, you men of the vision who've had the power and the courage to make Gilligan's Island what it is today. And I must say that television has made one big advance. This is the year Bad Breath came into its own. It was a great season. You brought us the most distinguished actors and actresses in the business. Cyril Richard, Joan Crawford, Betty Davis, Edward G. Robinson. They were the finest commercials I've ever seen. Anyway, thanks to the combined genius of the new men gathered in this room tonight, it is now possible via the electronic miracle of Early Bird for the people of Kansas City to watch Charles de Gaulle in Paris as he walks in the water. To watch Adam Clayton Powell representing the District of Harlem in Bimini. If it wasn't for the men in this room tonight, Huntley would be saying goodnight to his wife. Ed Sullivan would be a stand-in at Mount Rushmore. The White Knight would be in a boarding house rinsing out his own shorts. had a great show scheduled for us. Rather a short show. Because we had some great stars scheduled, but unfortunately their shows were canceled. And quite a few shows have been canceled. In fact, TV has a higher mortality rate than the mafia. Oh, the mafia does it more gently. They leave you with a kiss. I like that so much I may join. Now, that's the trouble with this business. We're all at the mercy of the ratings. A few months ago, my Nielsen dropped 2 points. The next morning, I went out to the garage and my Chrysler was gone. Actually, I never worry about ratings. When mine drops below my blood pressure, I just change doctors. Now, it's been quite a season. Even the peacock had a nasty scare. He heard Bob Sarnoff calling chicken to life. And I thought it was kind of brutal the way they gave some of the shows their cancellations, like the network calling in Steve Alling and saying, boy, have we got a secret. They called Alan Funt and said, smile, you're fired. They told him to turn in his camera and drop the film at the drugstore. And Alan was pretty sore, and you can't blame him. He was getting $20,000 a week from the network and $500 from the CIA. And it's terrible the way they canceled Gunsmoke originally. They never even sent him a letter. They wrote in a shoot down with real bullets. And Bennett knows they canceled What's My Line right on the air. When the panel put on blindfolds, they turned off the lights and locked the studio. The mystery guest was head of the unemployment office. John Daly was so flustered, all he could say was, oh, yeah? And the worst thing was the reason they let Danny Kay go. They told him he looked too much like Phyllis Diller. And it was even touch and go for me, although Chrysler treated me like I was Lyndon Johnson. They said if I'd stop bombing, they'd negotiate.
Oh, there he goes, Bob Hope, master of ceremonies at the banquet of the International Radio and Television Society this past Thursday, at which Robert W. Sarnoff, president of RCA, received the Society's 1967 gold medal. You'll hear more of Bob Hope's remarks on this occasion later this weekend here on Monitor.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark today. There's nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark today.
There is nothing like a lark. Have one.
You know, March weather is just about the most changeable and unpredictable of all weather, but we're nothing if not gutsy, and so in 1 minute with the aid of the National Weather Bureau, we'll have a bit of a go at it right here on the Monitor Beacon.
The Dodge boys are setting out to fight for the kind of deals you'll know are right.
Ride with the good guys.
These rebels are really pounding leather to get you in a great new Dodge together. The Dodge boys.
The good guys, they've rounded up a great new breed of cars you've got to see. These babies put you in the lead.
Ride with the good guys.
The Dodge boys.
And that goes for your next truck, too. Yes, you'll get the truck you need from the Dodge boys. Because Dodge builds a complete line of trucks, from the new longer compacts to the big diesels, and builds them to last. Come on into Manhattan Dodge in Manhattan. See the Dodge truck that'll work for you. And see how we protect you for thousands of miles after others have left you cold.
The good guys.
You can tell they're good guys. They all wear white hats.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of conversation.
Gene Rayburn here, and at 18 minutes past the Monitor Hour, let's check the weather possibilities for later today. March came in like a lion. And, you know, remember there was snow and there were heavy rains, but it's certainly acting like a lamb today, especially here in New York, with mostly sunny and mild weather dominating the south and the east. One exception, some widely scattered showers in the southeast. Colder in the west and midwest, with showers and mountain snows continuing in the far west.
Congressional hearings in Washington, D.C. on automobile safety put a huge spotlight on a topic long in need of public attention. Much criticism has been aimed at car manufacturers, but there are many responsibilities that belong to the car driver. He must maintain the equipment on his car to safe performance standards. Wiper blade rubber, no matter how good, goes dead from sun, wind, and oily road film. Dead blades can't stop streaking your windshield in sloppy weather. That's why you need ANCO refills with fresh live cushionite rubber, developed by ANCO's own now-famous rubber research department, founded in 1935. For safety, get ANCO refills whenever you detect streaking that won't stop quickly. ANCO refills give you top visibility again. The service station where you see the big, bright yellow ANCO service cabinet has just the right pair of blades or refills to slip on for you in mere seconds. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
We have absolutely no intention or desire to get along without colorful Joe Garagiola, but we can get along for the next 2 monitor minutes without him, since Joe sticks to sports and leaves singing to such specialists as Trini Lopez.
Got along without you before I met you. Gonna get along without you now. Gonna find somebody twice as cute, 'cause you didn't love me anyhow. You ran around with every boy in town, and you never cared if it got me down. You had me worried, always on my guard, but you laughed at me 'cause I tried too hard. Boom, 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 boom. Gonna get along without you now. Gonna get along without you now. Woo! Got along without you before I met you. Gonna get along without you now. Gonna find somebody twice as cute, but you didn't love me anyhow. I lost my money and I lost my pride. Didn't have much money, but I really tried. It made you happy when you made me cry, and you broke my heart, so I said goodbye. Boom, 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 boom. Gonna get along without you now. Boom, 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 boom. Gonna get along without you now. Boom, 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 boom. Gonna get along without you now. Boom, 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 boom. Gonna get along without you now.
And now, along comes Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola.
It looks like baseball is joining the other sports and filling the roster with specialists. The Chicago White Sox have received permission to use the same pinch hitter twice in the game during spring training. And the Kansas City Athletics have a young player working out with them who is described as a running specialist. In the old days, a scout was told to get a boy who could hit, throw, and run. If he worked for Mr. Branch Rickey, he was told to concentrate on boys who could run. Because, as Mr. Rickey explained, we can teach him some things, but we can't teach him to run. The Kansas City theory seems to be that they don't want their running specialist to do anything else. He just sits on the bench and waits for Alvin Dark, the manager, to tell him to go in as a pinch runner. Here's how Dark explains his theory. I think the running specialist is a good thing. I don't know if this boy can do it for us, but I hope so. In theory, the runner with the blazing speed has a place in baseball. I'd like to interrupt Alvin for a minute and point out that I don't know any sport where the coach or manager dislikes a boy because he has blazing speed. But Alvin goes on to say, imagine what a lift a standout runner can give you in the eighth or ninth inning with the score tied. Suppose this fella can run bases like Maury Wills. Why, he can raise Kane with the opposition and perhaps get you the run that will win close games. We don't have a team that knocks down the fences and scores runs in clusters. We can use a run here and there to win a ball game. Well, I can't argue too much with Alvin's theories, and I hope that his new speed merchant, whose name is Alan Lewis, makes it to the big leagues. Not many clubs can afford to carry a guy to do nothing but run. Besides, base running is something more than just speed. I've seen a lot of guys who won those exhibition sprint races in the ballparks but couldn't steal a base if they had to. Speed can be dangerous sometimes and embarrassing, too. I remember the story of an experience I had in Pittsburgh one day with a teammate named Brandy Davis. There was a guy who could really fly. Well, one day I wound up on third base. Davis was on second. I was renewing acquaintances with the third base coach. He was a guy I didn't get to see very often. And when I looked up, here comes Davis. He's stealing third. Well, the only problem is I'm standing on third. We're both on the same team, and I'm not about to go anywhere. Now, what happened was simple enough. Davis had just forgotten about me. And that's a little tough to take, because the manager doing it was one thing, but this guy was a teammate. Anyway, Davis slides into third, looks up, and he sees me standing there. And I said to him, "Beautiful, Brandy, but where are you going?" He looked me right in the eye and said, "Back to second if I can make it." I remember another one of those speed guys who came up with the Red Sox several years ago. He was a bonus kid named Billy Consolo, and he had a reputation for being a great runner. Shortly after he joined the Boston Red Sox, they played a big series in Yankee Stadium. The Red Sox had the tying run on first in the ninth inning, and they sent Consolo in as a pinch runner. The next batter singled to right, and as Consolo passed shortstop, he fell flat on his face. He was tagged out, crawling into third. You know, being a specialist can be tough work. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. Now this for Vigoro.
When the green in your grass is gone, and you gotta make it shape up, make it wake up with the bold green vigor of Vigoro. The bold green vigor of Vigoro.
You bet. And the answer is simple. Every Vigoro product is tailor-made for the area where it's sold. That's the secret behind the bold green vigor of Vigoro. Vigoro for goof-proof lawn foods. You sure ought to try them.
Joe, we'll be back later today, but right now, here's Claudine Longer. She's Mrs. Andy Williams with her latest chanson, Hello, Hello. Mr. Miller, who owns a Cub Cadet tractor?
Wrong Miller. You want the one next door.
Well, that's all right. I'm doing a survey on cadet tractors, and I'm sure you've watched your neighbor using his.
Oh, I've seen that guy Miller with his cadet, all right. Mowing, hauling wood, working in the garden. I see too much, I'll tell you.
Well, you sound sort of negative. Does it make too much noise?
Well, no, it's quiet enough. But like they say, it's not a toy, it's a tractor. Built like the big IH tractors.
Well, I don't see
what... You just don't get it. I don't know if that Cub Cadet is ever going to wear out.
Hmm. Well, why should that bother you? What?
You couldn't guess? I sell lawnmowers.
Well, it is built for keeps, the year-round Cub Cadet tractor. 7, 10, or the 12 horsepower with either gear drive or hydrostatic transmission. For your nearest cadet dealer, phone Western Union. Ask for operator 25. You're listening companion all across the nation, serving most of Mississippi and parts of Louisiana and Alabama, is WJDX, Jackson, Mississippi. A brief time out now for a few words from all the NBC stations all along the line. Gene Rayburn, I shall return.
Monitor, first and foremost in weekend radio service on the NBC Radio Network. It's 10:30 Eastern Tetley tea time. Kids be home soon. Relax with a cup of Tetley with that tiny little tea leaf flavor that's always better because it's never bitter. Tetley.
Half a king, half a queen, half a king.
Flying aces, I won.
It's a happening. All over, the girls are playing flying aces.
Fun.
Fascinating.
Who can play?
Anyone.
How much can I win?
Up to $2,500.
Where can I play?
At any participating Flying A dealer.
What's it cost to play?
Nothing, and nothing to buy. Just drive to Flying A.
But that's where I am.
Forgive me.
Out of my way.
Sorry.
Oh, boy,
it's a happening at your Flying A station where you can get full details and play flying aces. Win up to $2,500. Void where prohibited.
57 degrees and sunny in Big Town, the big voice of Big Town, USA, WNBC, New York.
Here's Vicki Carr now with Now I Know the Feeling.
Of the happiness that lies in store. The being wanted and needed and loved by someone more and more. I simply can't understand what my foolish heart was waiting for. Now I know the feeling of a lie. This wonderful glow of delight I never really believed in until tonight. Yes, now I know the feeling love can bring you. And I could purr like a cat that's so satisfied its whiskers curl. Beat on the drum, sound the horns, and have the flags unfurled. It's like a party my happy heart's having with the whole wide world. And I could purr like a cat that's so satisfied its whiskers curl. Beat on the drum, sound the horns, and have the flags unfurled. It's like a party my happy heart's having with the whole wide world. Do do do. Ya lo sé, ya lo sé. El sentido, el sentido, ya lo sé.
Hi, Gene Rayburn here, and I ask you to consider the letter M, the capital letter M. At the moment, it stands for Monitor 67, the month of March, and music. And under the heading of music, consider the letter S, which stands for Sinatra, father and daughter, and their latest song, Something Stupid.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. I practiced every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come true. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. Time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I love you.
Vibrato, warming up for this evening's performance of La Cacciatora. What's the matter, Linda?
Seem to be having trouble with my treble.
Here, have a glass of V8. That'll give you a lift.
Looks good, like tomato juice.
But it's V8 vegetable juice. V8 has the natural goodness of 8 healthful garden vegetables. No single juice can match it.
I still say it looks like tomato juice.
Try V8 and see.
Wow, it sure doesn't taste like tomato juice.
Of course not. It tastes like V8. Monitors ring around the world, close-ups of people and events here and abroad, brought to you by the entire family of Winns products that keep your car going strong. The Johnson-Kennedy feud. More on that from NBC White House correspondent Ray Shearer in 1 minute.
Presenting the Winn Oil Company Chorale, directed by John Philip Azusa. With narration by Mr. Keenan Wynn. No relation.
This is Keenan Wynn. Why is it just because I also spell my name W-Y-N-N, everyone insists I'm related to the Wynn Oil Company people? Many strangers share the same name. Some people even have the same name as a place, like our choral director, John Philip Azusa. Even though his name is the same as Wynn's home city, he is no more related to it than I am to the people who make Wynn's famous friction proofing, Wynn's engine tune-up, Wynn's new charge, and many other products. All designed to keep your car going strong. Maestro.
Yes?
You're not related to the city where the Wynn Oil Company is located, are you?
Of course I am. Azusa, Azusa, California. But keep your car going strong, capital of the world, Queens.
And now, here is Ray Shearer.
The big question as President Johnson walked into his news conference this week was how would he handle Robert Kennedy? The president ticked off all the people who agreed with him. Now is not the time to stop the bombing.
I have the benefit of a worldwide network of trained diplomats. I have the experience of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I have the judgment and recommendations of a cabinet and a secretary of state. And I have constant consultations with our allies in the world, in particular our allies engaged with us in Vietnam. On the basis of that information, I must make judgments, and I do. And sometimes those judgments are different from what other people, if they were in this position, would make. And I have no particular fault to find or criticism to make of others. I just must act in the light of the information I have, exercise the best judgment I can. and do what I think's best for this country. And that's what I'm doing without regard to personality or politics.
Later in the news conference, the president said it seemed obvious some of his critics needed more information before speaking out. The president appeared that same day before the Democratic National Committee, and he was less gentle with Mr. Kennedy. In the talk, the president said peace must not be bought at the price of a lust for popularity. He went on to say the American people would not tolerate a dishonorable settlement disguised as a fair bargain for popularity purposes 18 months before an election. As of this weekend, the Kennedy-Johnson feud may be pushed to a back burner, but it still simmers. Ray Scherer, NBC White House correspondent.
Bring around the world another in Monitor's weekend series of close-ups of people and events here and abroad.
Mrs. Burke?
Yeah?
You will keep that dog in, won't you?
Depends. What are you selling?
Well, I'm doing a survey, Mrs. Burke, about your husband's Cub Cadet tractor.
It's my cadet. Look, I'm busy. Shut up, Bubsy!
You know, we say the cadet is no toy, but a tractor. Built for keeps. Built like the big IH tractors, you know?
Yeah, it's not bad. At least it don't fall apart. Look, I got no time.
But don't you find you have more time now? More time for yourself with cadets zipping through your yard and garden work. What do you do? You know, what's your hobby?
I raise dogs. Big ones to chase nosy survey men. Go get him, puppy!
Somebody at your house will find the time more free, more fun, and more productive with a Cub Cadet tractor. 7, 10, or the 12 horsepower with either gear drive or hydrostatic transmission. For your nearest cadet dealer, phone Western Union, ask for operator 25. In 1 minute, you're going to hear a brand new song by Herb Alpert. But you won't hear Herb Alpert, and if this seems a trifle paradoxical, don't give it another thought. Just wait out the 1 minute patiently, and you'll be well rewarded here on the Monitor Beacon.
Ladies and gentlemen, the return of the beloved herring maven.
How could you tell your children the facts of herring? That is a question my ears tell me they hear everywhere I go. Well, the important thing with children and herring is you shouldn't show favorites. If you have two children and one of them you give a Vita herring fillet and cream sauce to every day for lunch, it's so delicious he loves it, also fish is a brain food, he would eat Vita herring every day, he would grow up to be a real wise guy. The other one, you don't give a Vita pickled herring to every day for lunch, so the one you didn't give a Vita pickled herring to every day comes into the house one day and he says to you, hey, how come you didn't give me a Vita pickled herring every day for lunch? Don't you love me just as much as Hybe? And that would be a terrible thing. And he would go on to become an adolescent, a wise. So don't take chances. There's enough herring in every Vita 16-ounce jar to feed the whole family. Except your brother-in-law, Melvin, and, well, you know about him.
The beloved herring maven is brought to you irregularly by the makers of Vita Foods, who say, make your day a little bit brighter, eat a little pickled herring by Vita.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of conversation.
Monitor moves on, and so does the minute hand on our Radio Central clock to 13 and a half minutes before the hour. I'm Gene Rayburn. Here's that new song by Herb Alpert I mentioned a minute ago. It's a ballad titled A Quiet Tear, and Vic Damone gives it a quiet, very effective performance.
A quiet tear crossed her cheek when I met her this evening. A quiet tear seemed to speak as she whispered, hello. When I asked her why do you cry, she just lowered her eyes. And once more there began to appear a quiet tear. She took my hand and she asked me to be understanding. Fear gripped my heart and it tore me apart deep inside. She said not a word, but I knew. Yes, I knew we were through. And in that silent room, you could hear a quiet tear. not a word, but I knew, yes, I knew, we were through. And in that silent room, you could hear a quiet tear.
I like the way it tastes.
I agree. There's nothing like a lark.
Lark has a good, easy taste.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
I think they're the nicest cigarette there is.
Right. There's nothing like a lark.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Next on Monitor, Arlene Francis, brought to you by O'Brien Paint. Be sure the paint you're buying is O'Brien. Now here's Arlene.
In just 1 minute, I'll be talking to June Havoc about her collection of antiques and Americana. But first, in this age of automation, computers, and push-button living, it's nice to be reminded occasionally that we're still individuals, still human beings. That's the kind of feeling you get when you visit your neighborhood O'Brien paint dealer. He's willing and able to give you professional answers to your individual decorating questions. He'll offer suggestions to help you make the most of your money about color selection, surface preparation, you name it. You see, your neighborhood O'Brien paint dealer is an independent businessman. He can't depend on somebody else to bring old customers back or to attract new ones. He's got to depend on himself and on his good personal service. Of course, he also depends on top quality in every can of O'Brien paints and finishes. And so can you. Next time you're thinking of painting or decorating around your home, buy it from the man who reminds you you're still an individual, your neighborhood O'Brien paint dealer. June Havoc, tell us how you happened to start collecting antiques.
Well, actually, this is scary, but when I was a kid, this is a long time ago, I saw something which was a large tin picture. At least it seemed like a tin picture. And it was a beautiful Indian in all full regalia, just his face. And it said, Old Sleepy Eye. Well, I had to have it or die. And I guess I paid a quarter for it or something, and I carried it with me all through my early years. I must have that thing over 30 years, Arlene. Now it's very valuable, you know. People collect them all the time now.
Yes, did you collect any more tin posters of any kind?
Everything I could get my hands on. I don't know why. I have tin boxes. My makeup box at home is a tin tobacco box, which is very colorful. And in the kitchen, my spice box. It has a large picture of a rather cruel-looking man. It says veterinary supplies, and that must have been in some sort of a general store many years ago when I keep my spices in there. I paint the interior of these boxes. They're charming, you know, to live with.
Have you ever bought anything and then found out later that it had enormous value?
I must say that's the exception, but it has happened to me a couple of times. One of my trips to Paris, I was in the flea market, and I saw the most beautiful chairs, my style, sort of Victorian. I thought they were Victorian anyway, not being an expert. But on the seat and on the back were a sort of a red aubusson, but there were birds, and they were all different. And I had to have them or die, and I have enjoyed them for 10 years. And about a year ago, they were starting to show sort of places that I wanted repaired, and I couldn't find anyone who would even talk to me about it. They kept saying, well, you, this is impossible to do, no one does this anymore, and I haven't got the time, or do you know how much this would cost? And they discouraged me, until finally someone said, have you tried a lady called Katie Matey? Isn't that a marvelous name?
Yes.
Katie Matey, on Madison. So I went over rather hopelessly to her with three of them rolled up under my arm, and I spread them out in front of her. She looked at them a long time. And she turned to me, and she's a beautiful Hungarian accent. She said, do you know what you have here? And it was the beautiful story that you always dream of. She is the lady who does all the repair work on all the aubusson, all the beautiful ancient things for the Metropolitan Museums. And she said that they were priceless. But they were just priceless. They were a museum. They were 17th century. And that they only one man in the history of the aubusson ever did birds. And this was what they were. And it was all in one of her books. And I was so thrilled because...
And you only paid how much for them when you bought them?
$50 a piece, and they're worth over $2,000 a pair now.
Imagine.
If you want to put a price on them, and you shouldn't. But that is something that I think all people looking for antiques always think about. I found a marvelous bargain. Someday this will be worth a fortune. It doesn't always work, does it?
Well, not only that, but I don't think I'll ever be able to sit on them again.
Well, thank you, June Havoc, for sitting down to tell us about them today. This is Arlene Francis for Monitor.
When it's paint you plan on buying, see the man who sells O'Brien. He can answer any questions you may have. He'll explain just how to use the O'Brien paint you choose for quality, top quality. Be sure you see the man who sells O'Brien.
One more time.
Be sure the paint you're buying is O'Brien.
Hear Arlene Francis throughout the weekend on Monitor.
Put more sparkle in your life today with sparkling champagne. Get with living the exciting way. Drink sparkling champagne.
Mealtime, party time, anytime is happy time with sparkling champagne. Buy sparkling champagne wherever beer is sold. Cost just pennies more.
Covers the club dues. Now let's hear from Al Bixby on entertainment. Al? Al?
Al?
When you can't afford to be dull, sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze Keep Alert tablets or new chewable mints, safe as coffee, help you become more naturally alert to people and conditions around you.
Sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze keeps you alert.
Walter Wanderley, the wizard of the electronic organ with Chikungka on monitor, which uses a bit of electronic wizardry itself to transport you throughout the weekend world. Latest NBC News at the beginning of the next hour. Gene Rayburn here.
Keep tuned. The latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere. From
Brothers, the company that launched the actual performance series with Hamlet, La Boheme, and Othello, comes a brand new actual performance of the world-famed D'Oyly Carte Opera Company in The Mikado, now on the screen in Technicolor. Here is all the music, magic, and magnificence of what has been universally acclaimed the most delightful Mikado ever. Plan now to see one of the six afternoon or evening performances of the Mikado next Wednesday and Thursday at RKO and other select theaters. Check newspapers.
No stock answers in Brad Crandall's Store of Knowledge, weeknights at 9 on the Big Voice of Big Town USA. WNBC, New York.